I want us to think together about a particular word today, and that word is hope.
今天我们一起来要讨论一个特别的词，那就是希望。
What does that word mean to you?
这个词对你意味着什么？
I know there are different definitions for that one word in English. The word I want to start with is the most typical definition in English.
Yeah. 我知道这个单词在英文中有不同的这种说法。我想从这个英文中来用一个最典型的这个定义来开始。
To wish for a particular event that one considers possible.
对，希望他的意思就是一个人盼望认为可能的一个特定的事件去发生去出现。
Yeah, I was hoping that Leo would use the word 希望 because that matches this definition.
Yeah.
Ordinary, when most of us use that word hope, though, we're thinking possible but not certain.
这一般来讲就是说当我们在使用希望这个词的时候呢就是我们觉得这是一个可能的事情，但是呢，又是我们不能确定的。
My experience is that sometimes Christians, as well as those who are not yet Christians, can have a difficult time changing from one way of thinking typically to another way of thinking about a word.
对，我自己的经验来说，就是不管我们是基督徒还是不是基督徒也好。我们经常会有这样的困难，就是很难把我们从一种思维方式转换到另外一种新的思维方式来看待一个同样一个问题。
Either way, I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak clearly to each of us today about this idea.
对，但不管是哪种方式呢，我希望今天圣灵今天能够清楚的向我们每个人来讲述什么是希望。
It seems today so many people are desperately searching for hope.
就是在现在这个时代呀，很多人都非常的拼命的来寻找希望。
Psychologists would say the ideal of hope is essential to the human heart, searching for hope.
对，心理学家经常会这样说，他说希望这种想法是对人类自我的这个心理满足是至关重要的。
Furthermore, many feel if someone has hope, almost anything can be endured.
对，另外呢，许多人也认为，就是说，如果我们有了某个希望，那其他任何东西，我们都是可以容忍的。
At the same time, almost anything can become unendurable, for that same person if they lose hope.
对，如果反过来，对同一个人，同样的人，如果他们失去了希望。那么几乎所有其他的事也可以变得让这样的人同样无法忍受。
Of course, the concept of hope like this is not new.
对，说这希望这样的一个概念，其实并不是一个新的事物，新的概念。
In ancient history, several of the famous philosophers who taught the concept of courage and good life ended up.committing suicide.
对，在古代的时候啊，有一些很知名的这种哲学家，他们讲授什么是勇气，什么是正确的生活态度，但好多人他们中间都往往都有自杀来结束了自己的生命。
Because when it came down to it, they couldn't find any real lasting reason to have hope.
对，就是因为当他们真正面对自己的问题的时候呢，他们找不到。任何可以持久的理由来获得希望。
So I pray that if any of us need to, we're open to having God change how we think about hope.
对，我在这里祷告，希望如果我们有任何的需要，那么我们都愿意去信靠上帝，在我们思维的方式上呢，希望上帝来改变我们的思想的方法。
You know, that's really the definition of repentance, is to change your thinking to agree with God's.
这就真正的是这个耶稣在我们圣经说耶稣舍性的悔改的定义，就是说让我们的思想变得成 跟上帝一致。
Whether or not you change your thinking about hope, or this is just a reminder, I think it's beneficial to consider this particularly as we may go through some hard times or some fears in life.
对，不论这个我们今天思考来重新思考思维的这个是一种新的思维方式也好，还是对大家的一个提醒也好，那么我认为我们今天在这里讨论都是有意义的，因为我们都可能在生活中经历一些艰难，艰难的时候在生活中也会遇到恐惧。
And I think we all do have such times at some point in our life.
对，真的是在某个时间，某个时间段，我们每个人都会有这样的经历。
As you may know by now, I like acronyms whenever they're appropriate.
对，可能你会注意到我喜欢使用那个英文首字母的那个缩写词。
There are several ways that hope is used to spell out a thought, and one of the ways that I came up with today to help with some key points is His overflowing promises endure.
对，其实有好几种方式可以通过希望来阐述一个人的一个想法。我今天呢想提出的我们的这个关于希望的这个想法呢，希望呢可以帮我们来解决一些问题。在圣经中是这样说，他说他的满意的承诺永久长存。在就是有这样一个说法在圣经中。
His, of course, in this case is something belonging to God.
对，这个圣经说的刚刚说的这个他的满意的承诺永久长存，在这里的本身有个意义，就是说这个东西是从上帝他自己来的。
These key points presented first as questions have an obvious answer as we read together through the key verse today, which is actually a prayer from Paul.
就是当我们一起在来阅读保罗在罗马书，其实是他自己一段祷告经文哈，就是罗马书的十五章的十三节的时候呢，我们就会提出一些关于希望的要点，同时呢，我们所关于希望的一些问题呢，也会同时得到答案。
Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace, because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit.
那我们找到罗马书十五章十三节啊，我们一起读一下啊。罗马书十五章十三节，大家找到就开始啊，我们一起祈祷，愿使人有盼望的上帝，依你们信他，将诸般的喜乐和平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力充满盼望。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we come together and we just lift our hearts up to you.But we also lift our minds that you will speak to us today for whatever needs we have and help us be firmly grounded in that hope that comes from you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
These key points presented first as questions have an obvious answer. And so first, where should hope come from?
那首先呢希望这几个问题，首先的第一个问题是希望从哪里来。
Second, what's the basis for that hope?
那这个希望的基础是什么？
Third, what are the results of having that hope?
第三呢，这个希望的结果是什么？
Lastly, what's behind that hope that will allow it to endure?
那最后就是说希望它背后所能够让我们所能够承受的又是什么？
So first, where should our hope come from? I use should our hope come from, not does come from.
那首先呢，我们来看看希望是从哪里来的。我问这个问题是，我说问的是应该来自，而不是来自。
Because I think, even if we know better, we sometimes allow the world to pull us into wrong thinking.
我因为呢，即使我认为我们知道的更好，但同常对某个事情知道更好的时候，那我们也常常 可以让这个这些世俗的这种观点呢，把我们带入一些错误的想法。
So another way of asking the question is, where are the true source of meaningful hope is?
那另外一种问法就是说，那真正的有意义的希望的来源在哪里？
We can easily fall into the thinking, my future depends completely on how hard I work.
对，我们很容易陷入去思考我们每个人的未来，取决于我们工作的努力程度。
Or for many of us, how well do I prepare myself for the job market?
对，也可能是我们为这个就业市场做准备的这个好，我们做了怎样的准备？
Even more scary, my future depends on the stock market.
更可怕的是，我们很多人会把我们的希望放在这个股市的这种疯狂的起伏中间去。
So we start thinking our hope comes from within, or from the world that we live in.
对，所以说我们就会开始认为我们的希望来自于或者来源于我们所生活的这个世界。
However, the biblical hope is not just a desire for something good in the future.
然而圣经的希望呢，不仅仅是对未来一些好的希望的一种渴望。
It's really for the idea that we have a confident hope that we're assured of what we believe in.
对，这其实是对我们对未来一种某件事情的一种自信的一种期望。
This confident expectation, and I'm not saying that we don't have to work hard or we shouldn't work hard or we shouldn't prepare, but as we do, we fully expect and trust God. That he will work there are good for his our lives.
Yeah, 对于这种自信的这种期望呢，我在这里并不是说我们不需要努力工作，也不需要在生活中做不用做准备，我们所说的意思呢，就是说我们要充分的期望，并相信我们的神上帝会在未来为我们准备好。
Paul writes in 1 Timothy 6:17, Teach those who are rich in the present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
对，就是说就在那个提摩太书的六章十七节，保罗是这样说的，要教导那些在当今世上有钱的人，不要傲慢，也不要把他们的希望寄托在那些不确定的财富上，而是要把他们的希望呢放在神身上，yeah.
Are we going to read that together? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. You can.
I just quoted that, so
okay.
I don't know if you want it in Chinese. Or not.
Okay. 那我们还是读一下吧，提摩太书的六章十七节，再读一遍好不好？你们找到就开始，你们要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无定的财富，只要依靠那后赐百物给我们享受的神。
Psalm 62:5, David writes, For God alone, O my soul, waits in silence, for my hope is from him.
诗篇62:5，大卫是这样写的，他说神啊，我的灵魂默默的等候，因为我的希望是从他那里来的。
In Hebrews 11, it tells us it pleases God when we not only believe He exists, but we also believe that He is a good God, a God of hope.
对，希伯来书11:6是这样说的。告诉我们的说，当我们不仅仅相信他的存在，而且相信他是一位良善的上帝，一位希望的上帝的时候，这样做是取悦上帝的。
That's the first step that takes us toward the hope that carries us into the future.
对，这是迈向希望，把我们带向未来的第一步。
That's also why the idea that won't accept that God exists or even consider He's the Creator. It's such a destructive force against mankind's hope, especially for our young people.
对，这就是说为什么说不承认上帝的，不承认上帝存在的观念，或者认为他不是造物主的这种想法， 是对人类希望的一个巨大的破坏力，尤其是对我们的年轻人来说。
But then to say, well, maybe there is a God, but he's not good, also deprives many of meaningful hope.
对，可能有的人说，也许我们有一个上帝存在，他也不好，因为他剥夺了我们好多有意义的希望。
It leaves their purpose in life and everything else up to chance, with no certain hope for the future.
对，这样的想法将生命中的目的和其他事物都放在一边，对未来呢，是没有任何希望的。
Now we also can see in Titus 1, that the hope for our ultimate future, eternal life, comes from the God who never lies.
对。我们也可以在提多书一章二节中看到，我们终极的未来的盼望永生是来自神的，一位从不说谎的神。
Think about this, as he has promised before the beginning of time, that he would give us.
对，可以这样想，就是说他给我们的承诺是在世代存在以前 就有的。
To all of those who believe in Jesus.
对，就是对，同样也是可用他的承诺，也是可以有效的对于那些相信基督的人。
In fact, Paul says in First Timothy 1, the promised one, Christ Jesus, is our hope.
对，在罗马在提摩太书的一章一节中说，基督耶稣是应许之人，是我们的希望。
So our second question is, what is the basis of that hope?Or we could put it differently, where do we get that idea from?
对，这就是我们换个这我们来问的第二个问题，就是说，那希望的基础是什么？那换句话说，那它的那个根基在哪里？
It's interesting that some versions, ancient versions, talk about the God of our promises instead of the God of our hope. Those are interchangeable.
对，有趣的是，在一些罗马书的一些老的古老版本中，他们说我们应许的上帝啊，而不是说希望的上帝。其实这里想说的是说，希望这个概念和神的应许是可以互用的、互换的。
Let's look at this verse on the front of our bulletins, if you will, from Hebrews 10:23.
对，那让我们读一下今天那个在周报前面的经文，罗马书的十章二十三节。
Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise.
那我们希伯来说，我自翻，等一下我找一下，我翻成罗马书。希伯来说。希伯来书的十章二十三节啊，我们来一起读一下。I'm trying to find it.
Okay,
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇动，因为我们那应许我们的是信实的。
There was a short story I read about a man visiting a doctor, and this doctor gave him bad news. And as he left the office, he says, "You have taken away my hope."
我读了一个关于一个一个。一个人关于他就诊的一个小故事，他就诊的时候，他的医生离开的时候给他给了他一个坏消息，离开办公室说你把我的希望拿走了。
Another man wrote about the incident.
这另外一个人呢也把这个事情做了一个记录。
Is there a hope when hope is taken away?
说当希望拿走的时候，我们还有希望吗？
Is there a hope when the situation is hopeless?
就是说，当我们无望的时候，还有希望吗？
Those questions lead us to the Christian hope, for in the Bible, hope is no longer a passion for the possible.
对，这些问题就引导我们来思考基督徒的希望，那就是说，希望不再是对可能发生的事情的一种激情。
It becomes a passion for the promise.
而是对什么？而是对一种承诺，神给我们承诺的一种激情。
So where do we find God's promises?
在哪里我们可以找到神给我们的应许和承诺呢？
Well, the Bible, of course, God's word to us and to those who have gone before us.
对，当然是圣经的。圣经是上帝对我们所说的话，就像对那些在我们以前就活着人所说的。
Pastor Gary is with the Salt Lake Chinese Church today, giving a message on Psalm 23.
对，今天呢，赵牧师，他在盐湖城的教会，在给一个布道的信息，会说到诗篇二十三节。
Which was from a promise not only to David, but all those who would look to David's descendant, Jesus.
这些这个诗篇的这个信息呢，不仅仅是大卫的承诺，而且也是对那些仰望大卫的后裔耶稣的人的承诺。
I especially love those words in Psalm 23, "My cup overflows with blessings."
我特别希望诗篇二三章五到六节中说的这些话，你用油膏我的头。
And surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life.
对，就是你的良善和永恒的爱会在我一生中满意我。让我生活在你的家中。
These words that stand out to me is my cup overflows with blessings, with promises.
就说神所说的这话就会把杯子里满溢出来，充满了很多的祝福在我的生活中充满。
And surely your goodness will love and love will pursue me.
Can you say it again?
And surely, these are words, your goodness and love will pursue me.
对，就是确信的是，你的神所的他所带的良善和永恒都会环绕着我的生，在我的生活中。
Surely is a very confident word.
这个 surely 就是很确信，是一个非常确信、非常自信的一个单词。
Not maybe, not possibly, but I can count on it.
对，不是说不是说 maybe 啊，或者说 possible 啊。就说这是我确信可以信赖的。
So the next question we have is, what are the results of having hope? What difference does it make?
那下一个问题就是说，那这个希望的结果是什么？那么或者说，它在我们生活中可以带来什么的不一样
？As our verses today answer, joy and peace flow from that hope, from God's overflowing promises.
对，正如。今天我们经文所要回答的一样，喜乐和和平，来自于上帝满意的应许所带来的希望。
So hope that comes from God of overflowing promises produces real joy and peace in our lives.
所以来自于这个神满意诺言的这个希望啊，会在我们生活中产生真正的欢乐和和平。
Then it almost seems like Paul here circles back around by saying that joy and peace result in more hope.
对啊，我们来看，就是说，来看，保罗所说的，就是说他把这个说法，就是再反复了一遍，就是说欢乐和和平会带来更多的希望。
See, I think we can say the fullness of hope never reaches a limit in this life.
对，我想我们也可以说，希望的这种充实啊，它的这种无限的这种内容哈，在我们今生从来没有达到极限。
It can always grow, and one of the ways it grows is by feeding on its own fruit.
对，这个神所带来的希望呢，它是一直可以增长的，它增长的方式呢，是通过自己的滋养。
As Tonya showed me.On her purse, Friday night, the joy of our salvation is our strength.
对，I don't know who is Tony. Oh, okay, okay.
I don't know.
就像 Tony 星期五晚上在他的钱包上给我显示的那样，我们得救的喜悦是我们的力量。
So further, the joy stirs up more hope, which then stirs up more joy.Don't you love that?
Yeah. 就是说这种神带的喜悦呢会进一步刺激更多的希望，也会进而刺激更多的快乐。这样的希望你不喜欢吗？
It certainly seems to me, and I think the Bible confirms, our life in Christ is a building process It seldom does it all come at once.
在我看来，圣经似乎已经证实说，我们基督徒生活中，的生活，是一个一个逐渐构建的过程，不是说很少能够一步和短时间就能够完成的。
In fact, you know how kids have their growth spurts, and I've got a couple of the grandsons down there that I can show you.
事实上呢，其实我们每个人生活都有经验，就是从孩子的成长上我们可以看到。我自己呢就有一些这个孙子辈的孩子，他们就在楼下。
We also seem to have those, and many times they're brought about by difficult times.
也同时呢，我们自己的生活经验告诉我们，有这样的经历，就是在我们成长自己成长过程中，有很多次甚至是在很困难的时候。
Romans 5:3-5, and I'll read first, and then Leo can read through with you.
Yeah. 然后我们来读一下罗马书的5:3-5.
We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us.Because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love.
大家翻到罗马书的5:3-5啊，找到我们一起读。不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的灵，圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So this talks about a process.
Yeah, 就是说我们这个经文就是说这是一个重复的一个训练的过程。
And Billy Graham said once, there is no greater joy than the peace and assurance of knowing that no matter whatever the future may hold, you are secure in the loving arms of your Savior.
对，比利格内姆曾经这样说的，不论未来会发生什么，没有什么可以超越在救主怀中所确保的和平和这种安全，带来更大的这种喜乐感。
So, our last question here. So, how do I know all of this security will last?
那现在我们会问今天的最后一个问题，就是说我们怎么来确保，我们这样的希望会继续。
What's behind the hope that will allow it to endure? What's the force powering that hope?
对，那就是在希望这样神所给希望的背后。是他可能承受什么？那在这个希望的背后，他的力量又是什么
？We're not just blind optimists about this hope.
Yeah, 我们不仅仅是对这个希望的满目的乐观主义者。
There's a real eternal power behind Christian hope.
在基督徒希望的背后，有一种真正的永恒的力量。
Paul says here in Romans 15.That it lies in the power of the Holy Spirit.
保罗在罗马书书馆里说，它来自于圣灵的力量。
I'm sure everyone here realizes that if you hope in Christ today, not in money, health, and your careers, that hope is the work of the Holy Spirit.
我相信在这里的人都应该意识到，就是如果你的希望是在基督身上，而不是在金钱、健康、事业，那么你的希望就是来自于圣灵的工作。
You didn't just make a wise decision.
你不只是在做一个这个在生活中英明的决定。
At the same time, if you're here today and you don't have that hope in Jesus, you must be born again to have that joyous hope powered by the Holy Spirit.
对，同时呢，如果你在这里，如果今天呢，你在耶稣中没有得到这希望。那么你就必须在耶稣中重生，才能拥有有圣灵所感动的这种希望。
Earlier in Romans 4, Paul describes how Abraham's faith and hope work together.
在罗马书4:18中，他描述了亚伯拉罕的信心和希望是如何在一起工作的。
He said in hope he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations.
对。就是说他的希望呢是有悖于希望，我这个解说就是说有悖于常人的希望，就是说他要成为许多 后面国家的这个先父。
That's from the type of hope that comes from the ordinary human standpoint.
真理的希望呢，不是从普通的角度的希望来说的。
There was no hope there.
Yeah, 没有，这里没有希望。
Biblical hope is never based on what is possible with man.
对，圣经中所说的希望，永远不是基于人，所能够看到的这种可能性。
Biblical hope doesn't look to the world for hope, but to the promises of God.
对，圣经中的盼望并不是指望世人去寻找希望，而是寻求上帝的应许。
So, if we don't look to God for His overflowing promises, we will be busy trying to do it all ourselves.
对，所以如果我们不向神看到他满意的承诺，那我们就会瞒着试图自己去做一切。
Whereas, if we trust God with our future, for tomorrow, and our entire life, we can be free to love others and to share our joy with them.
如果我们相信上帝和我们的未来，无论是明天还是整个生活，我们都可以自由地爱上别人，并与他们分享我们自己的快乐。
This is when we realize our future of eternal life is by faith alone.
对，那这就是说我们说我们永生的未来，也就是只能依靠信仰。
So we can say that when our faith is directed to the future, we call it hope.
那我们也可以说，就是说当信仰指向未来的时候，我们就可以把它称作希望。
So finally, that hope is from God, and it's unchanging and unending because that is who He is.
Yeah, 就是说，所以最后我们可以说，上帝希望是不变和永无止境的，因为希望是从他那里来的。
Our hope should not change backwards and forth because it's rooted in the faithfulness of God.
对，我们的希望也不会来回的晃动摇晃，因为它是根据于上帝的信实。
Certainly not in the hand of the politicians or our major professor or anyone else other than God.
当然呢，也不是就是说不是根据于我们的政治领导人、我们的专业教授，或者除了上帝以外任何人的手中。
Psalm 147:11 says that the Lord's pleasure is to those who fear Him and those who hope in Him His steadfast love.
对，在诗篇147节的11节啊，说他主乐意满足敬畏他满足那些敬畏他的人。和那些希望有对他的信仰很坚定的那些人。
Another way of saying that is those who hope in his enduring love that endures.
对，就是换个说法，就是说就是希望持久爱他的人。
I like a simple idea that came from a painting of an old burned out mountain shack. You can picture this.
对，我希望一个很小的小短小的故事，就是一个关于烧旧的烧毁坏的一个商棚的一个照片图片。
All that remained was the chimney and the ashes of what had been the family's total possessions.
那张图片中所描述就是只剩下一个烟囱和那个烧毁的那个留下来的一些灰烬，这是这个家庭所拥有的东西。
In front of this destroyed home stood an old grandfather-looking man, dressed only in his long underwear, with a small boy holding a pair of patched overalls.
就是在这个被毁烧毁的家的面前呢，站着一个只穿着内衣的，像一位老爷爷的样子，还有一个小孩子，手里抓着一件打补丁的工作服。
It was obvious that child was crying.
很明显的，你可以看出来这个孩子在哭泣。
Beneath the painting were the words the old man was speaking to the boy.
就是说，在那个画的下方呢，有一段字，这个老人正在对这个小孩子所说的话。
They were simple words, yet they speak to this final point.
这些话这是个简单的话，但是呢，它所表达意义呢？是很有那个很深的意义的。
Those words were, "Hush, child, God ain't dead."
对，这话是说的，嘘，孩子，上帝没有死。
Not good English, but a great point.
Yeah, 但是它这个很简单啊，虽然不是很华丽辞藻，但是呢，它所带的意思是很深刻的。
You probably noticed our world is in constant change.
你也可能注意到，就是说我们的世界在不断的变化。
But God is not.
但是神没有。
And because He doesn't change, you can face your challenges today with courage and your hope for tomorrow.
Yeah, 你不能凭借自信和勇敢去面对明天的挑战，也不能面对今天的挑战。
And you can do that with confidence that's in the Lord.
你可以这样做，仅仅是因为你把你的信心放在神上面。
I know sometimes the future seems bright, sometimes it doesn't.
我知道有的时候呢，未来不是很明朗，有时候会看着很明朗，但有时候也不是很明朗。
Yeah, but yet even when you can't see the possibilities of the future, God can.
当你们看不到未来的这种可能性的时候呢，神可以帮我们看见。
So as a Christian, the calling is to trust an uncertain future to an all-powerful God.
对，做一个基督徒，我们要做就是呼召把一个不确定的未来信靠在一个无所不能的上帝身上。
Will you trust in the ultimate goodness of His plan in your life?
你愿意把你的这种希望和这种信任都放在神身上吗？
If you're not yet a Christian, then I can ask you, where will you place your hope today?
如果你不是基督徒还没有这样做，那我想问你，你今天把你的希望放在哪里呢？
Will you trust in the ultimate goodness of God's plan for your life?
你愿意把你的未来放在全能的手中，让他来掌管你的未来吗？
All you need to do is trust in the promised one, Jesus.
你所需要做的就是相信那个神所应许的那一位耶稣。
I'm sure next Sunday, which will be Easter Sunday, as Pastor Gary's back, you'll hear a clear message on how Jesus died for your sins.
对，下周我相信赵牧师会回到这里讲道，他会带给我们一个很明确的信息，就是说耶稣如何为我们的罪，为你的罪而死的。
And he was resurrected to offer you eternal life, and all you need to do is put your trust in him and receive this gift.
对，并且呢，赵牧师可能也会给我们讲的，就是他的耶稣的复活，给我们提供了一个永生的机会。那我们所需要做的事呢，就是完全的去信靠耶稣，白白的接受他带给我们的这个礼物。
Of course, if you are a Christian,
当然呢，如果你是基督徒
，The next week is a great time to share the gospel and your testimony with others that need to hear it.
对，那下个礼拜呢是分享，下个礼拜是福音那个。复活节啊，就说是复活节的主日。那下个礼拜呢是分享福音的好机会，是你可以跟需要听到福音的人做见证的一个好的机会。
You don't have to be a pastor and preach a message.
你并不需要是一位牧师来传扬这个基督的这个好信息。
First Peter 3:15 says.
在三章十五节是这样说的。
But in your hearts regard Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you.
那我们一起读一下，这是今天引到最后一节经文，就彼得前书三章十五节。彼得前书三章十五节啊，那我们开始读一下，就说只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
And you can tell others your hope is grounded in the solid rock.
对，你可以告诉他们，你的希望是基于像磐石一样坚固，神自己的儿子耶稣。
Our hope is in Jesus Christ.
对，我们的希望就是来源于耶稣。
Let's pray.
Yeah, 我们来一起祷告。
Father, I pray that Pastor Gary has been down at the Salt Lake Church, that the message that you've given him has been clear to those there, and that maybe it's touched someone that really needs to hear that message and understand it for the first time. I also pray here today that each one of us has received something from you, from your Holy Spirit, that encourages us, or perhaps even encourages us to place our faith in you for our life and our hope. We just give you thanks that it's all coming from you, from your promises, and from your Holy Spirit. We pray that as this next week approaches, that there'll be opportunity for us to share that with others, that we can tell them where our hope is. It is in the solid rock, Jesus Christ. And we give you thanks. In his name, amen.
Amen.